Peace and blessings, everybody. You're listening to The Good Brother Experience, where it is I, the good brother, the original black man. I am Reek. What you doing? How you doing? How you been? Number one, drink some water. Stop being silly. Secondarily, rate, review, and subscribe to my program. The more ratings that you leave, the more comments that you leave, the more lit I become, and I would appreciate it. Last but not least, if you would like to email me at goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. Once again, that is goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. I have so much to talk about. I'm going to release an episode today. I'm going to release an episode tomorrow because I got so much shit to get off my goddamn chest. My apologies for I've only been releasing one episode a week. Things have been hectic, and that's exactly what I'm here to talk to you guys about. So, I listened back, and it came to my attention that I have not talked to you guys about the culinary brilliance that I put forth and that I showcased on Thanksgiving. So, Thanksgiving was a success. I fed two of my uncles, me and my cousin. We made turkey, we made mashed potatoes, we made different types of vegetables. We made barbecue chicken. We made cranberry sauce from scratch. We made corn. Well, that falls in line with vegetables. Sorry about that. I'm having a little bit of a brain fart. We made stuffing. We made macaroni and cheese. And if it wasn't clear before, it should be clear now that anything that I think I can do, I could pretty much do it with not only relative ease, but with a certain level of efficiency that very few people can execute things with. If you heard a little bit of rumbling, that's me putting my legs up because your boy's getting comfortable because I got some shit to say. So yeah, you know, Thanksgiving overall is a dope experience for me because that is the one time I sit at the table and I speak to anybody. The majority of my days I eat out, or if something is cooked, I bring it to my room and I eat it. And just sitting across from people or sitting next to people and eating my food and engaging in conversation as the food is being eaten is really not something that I do literally ever. I don't do it on Easter. I don't do it on my birthday. I don't do it any fucking day. Labor Day, maybe when me and the team is like barbecuing and shit, and we throw our little barbecue party situations, but for the most part, I'm really just like a lone wolf in regards to eating. But not even to eating. I'm pretty much a lone wolf when it comes to everything. So on Thanksgiving and Christmas in particular, just being able to sit there, chill with the fam, eat food that you made, drink some sparkling apple cider, and just have laughs and sharing that memory is something that I really don't take for granted. Because not only do I not get an opportunity to sit down and eat with my family, but I might get a home-cooked meal. Let's throw something in the air. 20 times a year, and that's me dragging it. You know what I mean? 20 times a year is a little less than twice a month. Yeah, because that would be 24 times. So yeah, that sounds about right. Maybe twice a month I might get some home-cooked food. And with me, I know what you guys are going to say. Yo, why don't you cook your own food? Yo, what is the problem? Everybody cooks for themselves, meal prep, saving money. And I'm here to bring something to you guys' attention. I'd even have this written down up, in regards to the things that I want to speak about today. Grocery shopping is overrated unless you have EBT. I took a long time to think about this. And the price of eggs have gone up. The price of bread has gone up. The price of sandwich meat has gone up. The price of vegetables has gone up. The price of fruit has gone up. Let's say I spend $20 a day on eating, right? And I mean, probably have some pseudo breakfast and have like a meal at some point in the day in my day off with some fruit and some water, right? That's $140 a week. Next time you go grocery shopping, I want you to get what you think will sustain you for the week and I want you to tell me how much money you spend. I could almost guarantee you're spending more than $140. Now, here's the caveat. When people say, like, yo, you can save so much money, all you got to do is eat in. Either them niggas are eating spaghetti and meat sauce every day, which is super unhealthy, and you're going to die within 2 months. Or they eat, what the fuck is that shit? Fucking grilled chicken, white rice, and vegetables. And if you're cool with that, if you're cool eating grilled chicken, white rice, and vegetables literally every day, the more power to you. But I physically cannot do it. I cannot have a repeat meal for more than 3 days. I just can't. My body will reject it. I'll start to throw it up. It's not even in my control at this point. If I'm not eating something new continuously, then I'll eat small portions of it. I'll barely be able to bite it. I'll lose my appetite. And there's nothing I can do about this. So I can't be you fucking grilled chicken and white rice niggas, man. Trying to get gains and all that type of shit, bro. Like, nah, I'm not going out like that. Neither am I going to just eat fucking pasta every day. Like a fucking savage. Like an Italian savage. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not going through that. So if you want to have some type of difference in your meals, if you want to incorporate some juice or some fruit or any fucking thing else, starches, you're going to be looking at 160, 180, 200. If me and you was to go into the store right now, we get some fruit, we get some vegetables, we get some chicken, right? We get some fish, we get some rice, we get some potatoes, we get some butter, we get some milk, we get some eggs, whatever have you. How much do you think that shit is about to be? You think that shit's about to be under $140? What planet do you fucking live on? Now, here's the other thing. When you are a loner, like I just expressed to you, a lot of the food goes bad. Because by the time you get to the grapes and the apples and the pears and the kiwi and the pineapples that you might like, because, oh, I can make a smoothie, or, oh, I can have like a little fruit bowl. You're not going to be eating a fruit bowl every day. You're going to eat fruit when you're in the mood to eat fruit. And by the time you're in the mood to eat the fruit again, nigga, that shit is bad. It's stale. It's all type of green shit is grown on top of it. Yuck. Now you're throwing that shit in the freezer to make a smoothie for another day. And now you got to drink that shit when you're in the mood to drink smoothies. Everything's predicated on your mood. Now, here's the one thing that they don't say in regards to finishing the sentence. If you have kids, it will benefit you to go grocery shopping, because four people cannot eat $20 worth a day. So say, for instance, you want, you're head of the household. You give your woman $20. I just bear with me. Don't fucking scrunch your face up. This is a podcast. I'm talking to myself. I'm trying to create an analogy here. Say, for instance, you give your wife $20. You give your two kids $20. That's $60 before you even get to yourself every single day. That is outrageous numbers. I'm not even going to attempt to do that math, because I'm talking in public right now, and saying things that's embarrassing is not my forte. However, if you have a fucking calculator, please do 80 times 7. And then after you do that times 4, and that's your monthly budget, and then that times 12, and no fucking thank you. That's when you're going to go grocery shopping, because you can tell your kids, like, yo, dinner's made, and they have no say what the fuck is going on. Unless you're one of these new age parents that's a bitch ass nigga, shut the fuck up. This is dinner tonight. Now, you can't speak to your woman like that. Or if the woman is, if the roles are delegated to where the woman is in charge of the food, I'm pretty sure she's not telling that man, shut the fuck up. But, you know, with all these fucking movies and with Lifetime and with VH1, pretty sure women are speaking to niggas all kinds of way. And it's not from a sexism thing. It's from a lack of respect thing from both parties. Because communication amongst people, fuck sexist at this point, communication amongst people has just gone in the toilet. I'm going to just tell Mike how it is. Whenever I'm mad, I'm not going to filter what I say to put this person's feelings in consideration. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say, because I'm a strong personality. And if you can't deal with this strong personality, maybe I'm not the person for you. See how I'm using the word person, and I'm not making gender specific? This is how you deviate from the gender war that we're in. Let me get back to the food analogy. So if you're the woman and you're talking to the man, you're not just going to tell him, yo, you can eat whatever the fuck I want. You want some variants. So that's when you go grocery shopping. So this whole, like, grocery shopping myth It's not a myth, but I feel like it's not being told in the proper way. If you have a family, it benefits you to go grocery shopping. If you are Fidoli, I see no point in grocery shopping. Like, not at all. Not in the slightest. I've been by myself for a number of years now. It makes no motherfucking sense. Now, the takeaway from how fantastic of a chef I am, and I have to repeat my performance on Christmas, which I'm very excited about. We got the goddamn apple cider on deck. We got the veggies on deck. We got the meat frozen and shit like that. Pause. Everything is looking spectacular. Probably going to incorporate some fish. And for the first time, I'm going to make some ziti. I'm trying to think. If I make ziti, do I make mac and cheese? Because mac and cheese and ziti, that sounds nuts. Right? I feel like if I make ziti, the only thing you make after that is what? Some fish, some vegetables. I mean, the sweet potato pie, cranberry sauce. Because the meal has to flow with one another, right? There's no reason for me to be making mac and cheese if I'm making ziti, right? Those of you guys that might be more experienced in this field, please let me know. I'm open to all suggestions. Now, I know I told you that I'm going to tell you why. I mean, episodes have only been coming out once a week as opposed to twice a week. Just let me get there. And I mean, I'm creating a flow here. I'm creating a rhythm. I've been dealing with a clothing brand. I don't even want to shout them niggas out. I low-key want to tell y'all who they are so y'all can not purchase clothes from them. But simultaneously, I do not want to give these niggas any kind of publicity. I don't want to give them any kind of promotion. So I'm going to go with the first option. I'm not going to tell you niggas who they are. But I'm perusing Instagram, and there was an outfit that I really, really liked. And I had a wedding to go to in September. This is how far long ago this is. I'm like, oh, wedding's in about 3 weeks. Takes about 2 weeks to ship. It comes out here. I'll take it to my tailor. I get the pants tailored. That takes about 2 days. By the time the wedding comes, I'll be good to go with the outfit that I wanted. I purchased the outfit. I even pay for express shipping, right? Time is coming. Shit's not in the mail. First email. Yo, what's going on? I pay for express shipping. Oh, this item is on pre-order. So then I emailed the mech. If it's on pre-order, why do you have the option of express shipping for something that you guys didn't even make yet? Does that sound like sound business practice to you? You're like, well, if you look, it expressed that it was on pre-order right here. And where that shit, where it tells you it's on pre-order is so hidden, the average man is not going to see it. Like, it's on some shit to where if you was to drink Robitussin but used to get, you know, fucking diarrhea, it would be like way small white letters on the Robitussin bottle, like, oh, you might get diarrhea. There's a 1 in 400,000 chance you might get diarrhea. Like, it's one of those shits. It's kind of like when you're watching a commercial and it's stuff in regards to, like, stress or depression, and it's depression medicine and everybody's, you know, gardening and playing fucking hopscotch and shit like that and climbing mountains. And like, oh, this might improve insomnia and this is that and blah, 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 blah. In that super fast voice. It's kind of like how they did it with this fine print in regards to it being on pre-order. Now, I've worked at a clothing store for 3 years. I'm heavily into clothing. I have friends that are into clothing. I know where this shit takes. Not only do I not know that, I went to FIT, which is a clothing school. I watch somebody make a suitcase from scratch. I watch people make suits from scratch, dresses from scratch, entire clothing lines from scratch, textiles and what's the other shit? Pattern making and all these type of things that go into like actually making clothes. Your boy was in there. Now, I never made none of that shit, but I was having sex with the women that was making that shit. So I got a very close bird's eye view on what the fuck it takes. Fast forward to me working at that clothing company. No, I wasn't having sex with my boss because he's a man and that's just not my style. Shout out to those if it's your style. It's just not mine. But he was a close friend of mine. So I got to see him go through lookbooks. I got to see him go through. There's these big books that go out to vendors. And those big books entail like blank t-shirts and blank hoodies and blank sweatpants and blank jeans and pretty much you can buy shit in wholesale. You can put your own magic onto them, and now it's your clothing brand, right? So I know what the fuck this shit takes. I know these niggas go through books and books and books. They ask for a Q11. They contact the vendor, be like, yo, can I get 500 pieces of Q11? 500 pieces of Q11 get sent to them. They do they oop to it, and they send it out. Like, my nigga, don't fucking lie to me. That was in September. We're now in December. The only thing that these niggas sent me was my pants. They didn't send me my shirt, because at the beginning, they used to have included into the email, oh, call this number if you have any questions or concerns. So I was calling the niggas every 3 days on the dot, every 3 days, calling them on top of them, to where they fucking disconnected their number. So now I'm like, fuck, are they scamming me? Is this a scam? If they just take my money and they don't give me the clothing, is there anything I can do about this? And I was not able to figure that out. So the only thing I just figured was I just need to be annoying. Because clothing brands and car salesmen move in a very similar way. They make it seem like them selling to you is them doing a favor for you. It's very crazy how pompous people are in regards to things that they're selling. Because they don't have an understanding that the customer is first. It's like, oh, I have plenty of other customers. So if you're the customer that's not satisfied, then fuck out of here. And with car salesmen, it's pretty unique, because when you're buying a car, unless you're a psychopath and you're buying cars online, you're pretty much face to face with the person that's selling it to you. So you can pretty much control the emotional atmosphere of what's going on. So if things start to go left, you can push out your chest and be like, yo, son, who the fuck are you talking to? I'll walk out of here right now. I don't need your fuck ass car, you bitch ass nigga. What's up? And then you can start, you can start elevating the circumstances. Like, yo, you have a decision to make. If you don't find a way to speak to me in a better tone, your health is on the line. When you're on the phone or when it's on email, they have all the advantage. You know, even look at the, I don't even want to say it, because he might be able to sue me for, what the fuck is that shit called? It starts with a D. Not discrimination. Something of defamation. Defamation of character. So I'm not going to say his name. But there is a black man that makes shoes very eerily similar to Jordan's. And Nike sent him the cease and desist. Like, yo, these look like our shoes. We're not fucking with that. Stop selling these shits immediately. He puts on a post like, yo, it's crazy because I've done nothing but give praise to Michael Jordan. I've done nothing but give praise to Nike. They shaped who I am as a designer, and now they're going to pull this stunt. It's crazy how they can just profit off of us, but the moment that we put our own creative expression onto it, they want to sue us. This is just crazy how they treat the black man, and some along those lines. And it's like, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? You took their exact design, put your design on it, and like, nigga, okay, cool. This might have been made with us in mind. Maybe we had something to do with how motivated you were in regards to this design, but this is our fucking design, bro, and we're still utilizing this design. Get a new design. If all this inspiration came from us, use something else. Remake something else. And you also come into this type of situation with clothing brands. And, you know, I'm definitely doing two episodes because I have mad shit on my fucking chest. This episode might go to half an hour, so fucking buckle up. I got, 11 more minutes left of just me ranting, getting the shit off my chest. Let me explain something to clothing brands. There's a few ways that people will buy some clothes. They'll buy clothes for necessity. Oh, I need some basketball shorts because I play basketball. I have court. I need to buy a suit. I have a wedding to go to. I have a suit. My job only allows business casual, so I need to get business casual clothing. Shit like that, right? Or if you have style, you buy things that you wear. I'm sorry, you buy things that you like. This shirt looks cool. This jacket looks cool. This t-shirt looks cool. Oh, this is some merch of an artist I like. I'll buy their shirt. Oh, this button-up looks sensational. What a dope cardigan. Oh, would you look at that? A cool sweatsuit. And you'll start to buy things that you like, right? Or you can buy things for social currency. So, oh, that Supreme shit is dope. Oh, that That palace shit, fire. Mmm. Look at that bathing ape. Oh, Gucci. Hmm. Louis Vuitton. Aha. Would you take a look at this? I haven't seen this brand in a little minute. I'm gonna kill the game when I come through with this Versace such and such. Balenciaga. Now, I mean, shit like that. Well, fresh pair of Jordans. Niggas will buy things based on if they like it, if they need it, or the social currency of it. Will I be complimented when niggas see me with this on? Will niggas give me 1,000 daps like, okay, see you with the new Supreme? Shit like that, right? If you are a new brand that nobody's ever heard of, right? And they're copying things to support you, but you want the same admiration of a brand that's already cemented and has social currency attached to it, you are delusional. Because at the end of the day, niggas don't have to buy your clothes because there's mad clothes to buy. So as opposed to reshaping your marketing strategy, like, you know what, let me start making things that's more cost efficient. Or, you know, let me attach a story to this shirt. Let me attach a story to this. Let me put into the bio what this means to me. Let me put into the bio the kind of fabrics that I had to go through. No, none of that. No, my price is my price, and, you know, you don't go to Gucci and you don't negotiate with them. Heads up, nigga. You're not fucking Gucci. You're not going to be Gucci. You're just not. You don't have the infrastructure that they have. You don't have the marketing dollars that they have. You don't have the cachet that they have. You don't have the warehouses that they have. You don't got nothing that they have. You just don't. You don't have 100 years of making clothes under your belt because you started making your clothing brand 2 years ago. You are not Gucci. In order for you to be Gucci, you would have to be clicking on all cylinders from literally right now to, what year is it, 2023? To fucking 2123. It would take you 100 years of you selling that fucking clothing brand for niggas to look at you in the same way they look at Gucci. Now, with Supreme and everybody else, you don't have their infrastructure either. Them niggas cracked the code that you didn't crack. So the best thing that you have is salesmanship and marketing techniques. And you niggas have neither. The only thing you have is, oh, I paid $30 for this hoodie, so I'm going to fucking charge niggas $90 for it. And when niggas look at you like, yo, the only reason why I'm copping this hoodie is to support you. And you're looking at them like, well, if you want to support me, you need to pay my price. They're looking at you like, nigga, I'll just fucking repost your shit on Instagram for support because you're fucking bugging. But nobody understands how life really works. They look through the lens of what they want people to do. They look through the lens of how they want things to be. And you just have to fall under whatever vision that they have, or they just view you as a fuck nigga, or view you as somebody like, yo, my shit's gonna rock regardless. And the reason why I just went on that long ass rant is because I feel like I was going through the same thing with this fucking clothing brand that I found on Instagram. That was trying to treat me second class. Now, to their credit, they never sent nothing out of bounds to me, but they was trying to rock me to sleep. For those of you guys that don't know what that means, is if you literally have a baby and you're going to a rocking motion, the baby will then fall asleep because it will then get comfortable with the movements that you're doing to the baby. Now, to bring that analogy to what's going on with me, if a clothing brand through email is coddling my ego and telling me whatever I want to hear, I will figuratively go to sleep because then I will not have the pedal on the gas to get what I want from them. But because I'm from Amityville, New York, I cannot be rocked to sleep. So I've been on top of these niggas for 4 months. And the only reason why I've been on them for 4 months is because I have no other choice, because I don't know what to do. You know, I remember I was dealing with, I would speak to other people that are vendors, and they'd be like, yo, they would get shit and then they would, you know, denied on their credit card, or they would claim fraud or do all that type of other shit, right? Now with me, it's like, fuck, it's been a little long time. I can't claim fraud on it now. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, niggas just got me in the blender. So I just been on top of these niggas like, yo, where's my shirt? Yo, where's my shirt? Yes, y'all give me the pants. Yo, where's my shirt? Yo, where's my shirt? Well, you know, we're going through some technical difficulties. You know, we've been fighting diligently to get what the fuck are they talking about? To get the fabrics that we need. And I was like, my nigga, this shit's not Egyptian cotton. It don't take 4 months to get any kind of fabric on the planet. If you guys went into outer space and made clothing from a meteorite, it wouldn't take fucking 4 months to fucking do that. Where is my clothes? Just every week, 4 months. It's one email a week, every Monday, I've been emailing them. They keep trying to rock me to sleep. So each email has just been getting more and more and more salacious. Until finally, they're like, your shirt will be to you by next week. Have a great day. Our regards, such and such. I'm not going to say their name because fuck them. And after that, I unsubscribed from their Instagram, unsubscribed from their email list. I low-key want to tell them to suck my dick. Now, I mean, just saying, like, yo, by the way, suck my fucking dick. Now, I mean, but I, because what takes this long in regards to clothes? I don't get it. This Instagram boutique shit is really crazy to me, son, because you look at shit that you like, oh, if I pull up in this, nobody's going to know what this shit is. You feel me? And I have a great deal of pride in knowing that when I'm pulling up in something, the average person is not going to know what it is. The average person is not going to own it. I don't buy clothes for social currency. I buy clothes for my liking. So if it's some shit that's dope to me and I'm getting the, yo, where'd you get that from? I take a great deal of pride in that. And that shit I was about to wear to the wedding was something that I look forward to sporting. Like, yeah, nigga, you see what the fuck is going on? You see how I'm vibing? And these niggas ruined it, son. The wedding was 100 years ago, bro. I had to buy fucking something else while giving them all the money in the world for that fucking outfit. So, yo, if you are selling clothes, bro, you have to have an understanding that because you have a customer base, does that mean niggas is on your dick? Does that mean niggas will pay your price, whatever your price is? Because very similar to rap, there's a trillion rappers and there's a trillion clothing brands. Niggas don't have to cop from you. They do not. I'm gonna repeat. They do not. Your friends included. Nobody gotta do nothing for you. And you trying to put niggas' loyalty against them like, oh, niggas don't support. Nigga, either your shit is dirt or the shit is not dirt and shit is overpriced because you want to make a profit. But if you're doing things just to make a profit, don't fucking make clothes, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're not financially in a place to make clothes because you know what Supreme used to do? They used to print hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shirts and give them away. You know what Obey used to do? Make hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shirts and give them away. You know what every other fucking brand does to this day? Gucci, that I was talking about before, Balenciaga, Louis Vuitton. You know what they do? They make hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shirts and give them to celebrities. Give them away. Because that's a part of the advertising, marketing, and promotion budget. They make the shit to literally give away. You, Joe Schmo, are not in that position. So don't try to put that on us because you're trying to create a profit for some shit that we halfway don't give a fuck about. This is your dream. It's not ours. But you're including us into your dream because that's how clothes work. So when niggas is out here trying to support you and you're being pompous and arrogant about it, just have in your mind, niggas don't have to cop this. You think it's fire and your parents think it's fire. And nobody gives a fuck about you or your parents. Peace and blessings. Pass the dressing. Just listen to me tomorrow. I'm gonna explain to you guys what the fuck I've been doing. I did not know I was gonna go on those type of diatribes. I did not have that shit on the docket. But that's what happens when you don't have a producer and you don't have anybody to tell you, hey bro, you're fucking on the subject for too long. Cause it's my fucking show. So once again, peace and blessings, pass the dressing, and I'll speak to you guys tomorrow at length about what the fuck I've been up to.